You're listening to Voice Memos, the show about two longtime friends who have informative, yet brief discussions about multitudinous topics. If you want to go deep into a topic, this is not the podcast for you. We keep it shallow. Now, please welcome your hosts, Jen and Myron.
We are episode number 100, right?
100!
Hey-o!
Hello! Okay, that's it for today. Oh my God, I can't believe that we are at a hundo. And you know, I think it's important to start out as we should on these episodes to get our audience engaged are the things that we hate. So
that's beautiful.
I have a list. Now it's not 100 things because we would be here all day, but I've been doing some thinking over the past couple days and I've been keeping a diary of them. So if you don't mind, I'll start with my list.
Fire away.
Okay. All right. I hate when people just walk up and down their driveways. Like, why don't you just walk around the block?
like, are you mean like, are they just pacing?
They're just pacing with a coffee cup in hand. Just go around the block. Why are you in your driveway doing that? Driving me crazy.
Scenery, huh?
See? Okay, so you know you get your car washed. For me, I try to do it every week. I have it done where they do the inside and outside, and I drive away like I was car washed. I feel proud of my car, happy. And I get on the road, and I come to a stoplight, and the person in front of me decides to clean their windshield.
That should be a capital offense.
I should be able to get out of my car with my squirt gun and squirt you in your
Okay, wait a minute. Let me add a partner to that that is related, but it's more self-hatred, forgetting that you just washed your car and you roll your window down.
Oh, yes, I hate that. Thinking everything should be dried up.
It's like you wasted all your money.
It's very funny because I was talking to a friend and she mentioned this too, which is on my I hate list. Same with the car. When it's drizzling out and it's not raining heavy enough to clean the windshield off so you get streaks on your windshield. Like either rain or don't rain. Like why are you just sprinkling?
You can't put the windshield wipers on that delay setting where it goes every now and then because it's a little bit too much water. But if you put it on like continuous, it's just scrapey dry glass.
I hate it. Oh my God. Okay. I hate pillows that are shapes of fruit.
You hate like what are shaped like fruit?
Pillows. Like people.
Oh my God. I hate
this. Like people crochet pillows that look like fruit. I hate those.
Like if you're sleeping with a banana, you need to get you an automatic piece.
I hate people who had to take off work to see the eclipse.
Oh, yes.
Are you kidding me? Everybody and their mother posted the eclipse. You could just go outside. You didn't have to take the whole day off.
Sir, it was like 4 minutes.
I'm going to use 8 hours of PTO. God damn it. I hate that. I hate when people, you get together with a group of people and one person in the group says, man, I'm not feeling good. I haven't been feeling good. Bitch, why are you here? Like, what?
Who made you come?
And why are you telling me now?
Right, you got all the way here, and that's your topic of conversation. I'm bad.
Oh my God, go home. I hate when you accept an invite on LinkedIn. Someone wants to be connected to you on LinkedIn, and immediately you send an accept. you get a message of something they want to sell you.
They should be fired from their job immediately.
Fire. Do you need help in this, this, and this? No, bitch, I'm not connecting with you because I want to buy something.
Sorry, let me tell you something. I get, because I write these books, I get similar things from companies that they want to help you self-publish a book, or they want to publish it for you, but they want you to pay them to do it. And they send me unsolicited emails, and email was all, and it's just like those LinkedIn thing. It's pretty much a form, and it'll say a bunch of crap. Then it'll say, "We loved your book," and then in different type, in different font, is the name of your book. Like, like, motherfucker, you couldn't even do the bare minimum.
I just hate it. Like, I get it. Everybody's trying to sell something, but fuck. You know what? You should sell me, because this is another thing I hate. I hate coasters that don't suck moisture.
What is the whole purpose of that?
I don't need a plastic thing to hold my cup. I need something so that the moisture doesn't fall off when I pick up the coaster.
Yeah, because then the moisture, it ruins the table, the floor that's around you, and gets on your clothes.
Everything. And I'm pissed. So it's like, like, what the actual, okay, I hate jury summons. There was a guy, I wish I could give him credit. Let me tell you that you should be paid to be a jury, because listen, I'm not a lawyer. So I don't know what decisions I should be making or not making just based on the evidence. Like, let people get paid to do that.
Right. That is a great point. And sometimes some of those trials get into, like, it could be forensics or science or just some random, you know, specialty thing. And I'm just like, you know what? I watch Gilligan's Island reruns. I don't know about this.
Gilligan's Island. God damn it. You know what else I hate? I hate that it seems like the S and the L always wear off on a keyboard. I hate it. Like, I use them pretty much all of them a lot. Why does just the S and the L seem to fade off? Drives me crazy. So that was a list of things that I thought about this week. So it's only Wednesday. Have you been thinking about it?
So I do have a list. So, in honor and celebration of our 100th episode, because we said when we started this show, sir, that we would see how we liked it and if we got a favorable audience response, and we would commit to 100 episodes, and then beyond that, we didn't really know. Yeah. And we belong to this podcasting network, and no one ever tells us how we're doing.
At all. We don't know. We are flying blind.
They don't tell us nothing. So in my mind, we are one of the top 100 podcasts in the world.
Hands down. That's what I tell everybody.
Yep. There you go. Okay. Here's some things that I hate. I hate that I pay so much money for Amazon Prime and now there's commercials.
Oh, that's a travesty. That is a travesty.
It's so unfair. I hate, you know, you have those lotion bottles with the little thing at the top that it's a pump.
Yes.
When you get 3/4 of the way through, the pump no longer works.
No.
Yeah. So then you have to unscrew it and you're banging the lotion on your hand or your leg or whatever to try to get lotion out. And eventually that lotion will go, it'll splatter. It's like
everywhere.
It's 2024. You don't need to have put lotion in a pump. It's the same with hair conditioner in the shower. There are no pumps. Like, the pumps don't work. Okay. I hate that, except for Netflix. This is one thing I like about Netflix, but I hate about almost all the other apps. None of them have, or very few of them have, a section that just clearly states, here's what's coming.
Oh.
I just want to know that. And Netflix is, they should copy Netflix. Netflix has, here's what's coming, and then they have a subcategory of, here's what's coming next week.
Yeah, and you get emails too that
tell you. Yes, the other ones. I HBO tried to do something like that, and it doesn't really work. None of them are good, but HBO's is good.
You know, speaking of TV, before you go to your next one,
Yeah.
let me add in just something off top of on that really quick. I hate when your best friend of 24 years doesn't tell you that they are a person that watches and rates new TV shows and movies. Okay, carry on.
I can taste your bitterness through the phone.
Carry on.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay. I hate, okay, I'm 59. So I was a kid in the 70s. So just to give you some reference for this next one, I hate white guys who have fake hair.
And by fake hair, what do you mean?
Like they'll have, a toupee, or they have it, what's that? It's not toupees, the new deal. It's like braided in their skulls or something. It's just fake
Implants.
implants, that kind of stuff. Because one, in the 70s, white guys went bald,
Yeah.
right? And it sort of looked cool. They had their
Was
hair around the back of their head,
cool.
or they had the white guy afro, and that was really cool. I missed the white guy afros.
I was a white girl afro.
That was during your Richard Simmons era.
That's what I look like, Richard Simmons. Yeah.
Okay, so that's sort of a two-part one, because I love the old afros and the white guys going bald. I hate the wigs of nowadays. I have Dish Network for satellite service, and I've mentioned this before, but I hate that Dish Network reboots a couple of times a day.
A what?
It just shuts down and reboots. And I mentioned before that I have complained to Dish, and the very nice lady on the phone, because I went through chat and I was worthless, and the very nice lady on the phone said, "That's great, because mine reboots 7 times a day."
Hate her.
Oh my God. So I said, well, I guess I should be happy. So let me just get off the phone. Holy boy. Okay. But speaking of chat, every company in America, every single one who has an online chat, everyone is crappy. Everyone. They also, because they're, first of all, they're bots, right? And then if you can
Yeah.
somehow, by some miracle, get past the bot, there's a human on someplace on the planet that have no idea you were just in a loop with a bot for 20 minutes. And then it's a disaster. Every single online chat is crap. I hate credit scores.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, I hate it with a passion, because like many people have said, who the fuck are they to score me? Let me score you, Equifax. You are full of shit. You get an F. Your credit score is zero.
Aren't we like one of very few countries that even have a credit score?
Yes, and
Yeah.
it is totally a ripoff. It is, everybody knows it's totally a ripoff. Okay, so I hate credit scores. I hate TikTok videos that are as long as a documentary.
Yeah.
Like, motherfucker.
Fuck. When I look down and I see that little like bar that's only moved a fraction of the time, I was like, ah, this is gonna be a long. I just moved.
I would, you could press that button to make it go 2 times the speed, and they're still long. And then, and even that's a ripoff, because if you press that button, if you don't press it hard enough or precisely enough, then you end up following that person. I was like, I don't want to follow this person. Now I got to go block them so I can unfollow them. And it's like, oh, motherfucker, I just sign off the app sometimes. Okay. I hate the fact that eyeglasses require so much maintenance to keep clean.
Oh my God. And I just have little reading glasses for on my phone.
I don't even know the answer to it, but I spend hours cleaning my glasses every day. Like, it is on a list of chores, like take out the trash, put the laundry away, sweep the floor, clean my glasses, and then clean my glasses like 18 times. such a ripoff. Okay, and what goes along with that, as well as dental, I hate that the eyeglass and the dental are somehow separate from regular healthcare.
It's why is that?
I don't know. Like, our teeth and eyes are not part of our bodies.
It's like, and the teeth can cause major like blood issues, heart issues.
Right, and you know what? And that's a great point, because when I was last at my at an optometrist getting an eyeball checkup, the optometrist said, after they did all these photographs, all the stuff they do, the guy said, "Your eyes look good, blah blah blah. I don't see any signs of I don't see any cataracts. I don't see any heart problems or cholesterol or hypertension, all these things." And I was like, "You can see that in my eyes?" He said, "Yeah, we can see." And he just listed a bunch of things. So then I'm thinking again, then why isn't that just regular healthcare?
It's, you know what? It probably shouldn't be, because it's not very expensive.
Yes, that's a great point.
Like, keeping it separate.
Yes, yeah, dental. It's just a ripoff. I hate, because Monday is April 15th, the fact that we have to file taxes.
Oh my God. I think I had that on my list too. And I was like, this is ridiculous.
I don't know any American who likes that, right? That if you work, whether for a corporation or your small business or in business for yourself, right, you are paying taxes out of every check.
Every check.
Right. So this your city, county, state, and federal government understand your income and understand the percentage of your income they need to take for taxes. And they do it every 2 weeks, every month, however you get paid. They have all this information. And so at the end of the year, why do we then have to gather all that information, re-explain it, and give it back to them? It is so asinine.
Asinine. And top of paying taxes, then being taxed on everything we buy.
Woo, it is. It is. And then because we're in political season, this is my last one. I hate to get text messages or emails asking me for money from politicians I've never even heard of.
At all.
At all. And from other states. Right. We're in California. We have a million politicians out here because we're so big. And I get all those and I'm thinking, I don't know who you are. I don't know what District 31. I don't know what that is. Like, why are you asking me for money? And then, you know, I guess from Arizona, Indiana, just random states. I'm like, I've never been to a state. I never will go. Go ask the Myron person that's in your state.
The Myron, you know, I was thinking about how, you know, as you were talking about taxes and all these little things that pop up, I've been making some cool vegan sweets. So I made like this blueberry lavender ice cream. I made these like caramel, sea salted caramel chocolate bites. And nothing gets me more frustrated than fucking the story on the recipe. So you've got this long story that someone gives to you about why this recipe came in. Bitch, just give me the recipe. I don't need to know that grandma from 2002. I don't need to know that.
I don't know when that style of cookbook recipe thing started, because if you look at old recipe books, you know, even as recent, but old, Martha Stewart and those people, it was just recipes. And there was like maybe the first page told some little anecdotes or something. Then it was just a book of recipes. But nowadays, every single recipe has a big old story.
A big old story. And then you have to, some will have skip to recipe. Like, you know, I always think about this. You know it's a problem when you have to add a button to avoid the problem.
You know what that, okay, that reminds me of something I hate. You know how you're listening to a podcast and you want to fast forward past the commercials?
Yes.
But you go, if you get it perfectly, it's like you won a little victory. Right?
I beat the man.
But sometimes you go a little too far, then you go back to that spot where you were. And it's like, holy fuck, I was just here. I should have just waited 1.5 seconds.
We're so impatient.
I get so bad. I get
Oh my God. Woo! I mean, we could always we can have list upon list. Like every week I could tell you five things that I hate. So we both hate, Donald Trump, of course.
hate him.
And we now both hate Arizona.
Ooh, Arizona. Did you see that? Did you see that, sir? Arizona, for our listeners, may not know, the Arizona Supreme Court passed a law that they reinstated a law from 1864. Now, think
Jesus.
about that, 1864, that banned all abortions. They reinstated their law. Now, just so you know what was happening in 1864, it was 1 year after the Emancipation Proclamation was set, meaning black people were still enslaved in 1864. They went to a law that was in place at the time black people were enslaved. But even if you don't just think about that, that law was on the books when women could not even vote. Right. And that law was on the books when there was a civil war going on. And that law was on the books. Arizona was not yet even a state of the United States.
Damn, that I did not know.
Yes. And so it is so extreme. And that Supreme Court is made up of, there's one woman, right? And I want to say six men. Five of the men are white men, and one of the men is Latino man. And in Arizona, their Supreme Court, as in most states, or I should say many states, I'm not certain if it's most, but I think it's most, but I'll just say many. The Supreme Courts in the state of Arizona, they're not voted on. They're just appointed by the governor, right? And so
Wow.
this is where you get into two things about voting. It matters who you vote in as your governor. Right, it matters. And in states, judges, before they get appointed, they're elected to be judges, and it matters when you vote for who's going to be judged. Those people put that rule, and it is so extreme that the Arizona Republicans who supported it saw the immediate backlash and uproar over that's still raging right now. And some of them would try to come out and say that we're against this, but it's too late. Now, this is exactly who you are and what you did. Like you cannot. It is. You know what? Vice President Kamala Harris said it. She asked a question of that guy that was trying to be on the Supreme Court, and he made it there.
Oh,
She
yeah.
asked him. I'll think of his name in a moment. But she asked him, "Can you tell me of any law? Can you recite any law anywhere in America that gives the government, state, city, state, federal government, the rights over any part of a male body?" And he tried to waffle and everything, and finally he had to say, "No, there's no law in any book anywhere where the government has any control over the male body. But there's laws in almost every state where the government has control over a woman's body." And Arizona is now like move right to the top. So yeah, that's some absolute bullshit.
It's Brett Kavanaugh.
Yes, that guy. He was
Yeah.
in there lying and stuff, and she caught him on his bullshit, and he lied there. Not just him, but five of them lied. He said that Roe versus Wade was a settled law and that they wouldn't change anything. As soon as he got a chance to vote on it, he took it out. He voted again. They outlawed it. They threw it out, and that is the product of it. I know we got people who are religious people listen to our show. Almost every Supreme Court justice, or everyone that voted to take out the Voting Rights Act and to take out make abortion illegal, they're all Catholic. And I am not Catholic. I don't want to live under Catholic rule, right? I don't
Right.
want to live under any Christian rule, whether it's Catholic, Christian, Mormon. Look, you have your faith, you believe whatever you want to believe. But as soon as you tell me I have to do like your belief tells you, I want to tell you to eat my whole ass and fuck off.
Not part of it, the whole ass. And you know, I saw some video on the Senate floor, maybe of like these maybe religious cult, I don't know, like speaking in tongues as the law was passed.
Do you see that shit? That was the Arizona legislature. They were Christian folk, evangelicals, praying on the legislative floor, like loudly, extravagantly praying, to the point they started speaking in tongues,
Unbelievable.
like ce and celebrating their great victory of taking Arizona back to 1864.
I
Eight
mean,
motherfucking 64.
how do we get here? Like, this is there. They really do not, they're coming for us women.
Oh, you know what? It's funny because you try not to say it. I don't know. Let me restate this. That party hates women. Like, I don't know how you can arrive at any other conclusion
Yeah.
than they hate women. I mean, there's a war on women, women controlling their own bodies, making their own decisions, with their doctors and stuff. It just, it shouldn't be like that. But
Sure, it's risky to think to think it was in the 70s that women could not have to have their husband on buying a house. Maybe it was the 70s, maybe that was the 80s. Like to think about women voting, to think about being able to take out a loan, to get a job and live on your own. All of these things, these women's rights that we talk about, I mean, they're starting with our bodies. Like, what's next?
Like women had need their husband's permission to get a
Yes.
credit card,
Yep.
right? That women couldn't go to college, and that women couldn't work, right? And so all that progress, and that progress has been a long time coming, right? I mean, like that law, 1864, you're talking 150 years. You're talking a lot of very slow, hard-fought progress. And then you have these extreme Republicans. I mean, you have to call it what it is. And people get mad at this, but it's Republicans who pass laws that just says you, as a woman, you cannot do this. Or they pass laws, something like 26, 27 states say that it's legal to marry a 12 or 13-year-old girl. Like, and those are men who make those laws. And it's illegal to, leave your state to get an abortion, and just horrific laws. And you think, how is that okay? Like, and if you try to like explain it, you lay it out to someone, and I say, well, but Democrats like abortion. They want to kill babies, like Donald Trump said the other day. They do abortions at 9 months and after. Now, let's just think about that for a second. What the absolute fuck are you saying? Like, there is no baby, child, infant aborted at 9 months and after. Like, there are medical procedures, there are medical things. Babies die in utero. A lot of things happen, in a woman's body. It's very, that's why they call it the miracle of birth. Even though it's 8 billion people, it is very hard and traumatic on a woman's body
Yep.
to produce a baby and to carry a baby to term. Everyone is unique and very hard. And a lot of things go wrong, as it has been since, the beginning of human history. And Republicans act like we're all new to this thing. Like that, they act like science doesn't exist, and that the medical field has no idea what it's doing, and it just is. It's mind-boggling.
Well, and you. And it's funny because that law, of course, includes rape and incest. So you talk about women's bodies going through, traumatic experience. I've never had children, as we know, but to think I was reading a study, and I can't remember where I was reading it from. The study was that women that birth babies age quicker. And
Wow.
it's because of the impact on their bodies, the stress that's associated with it. Imagine the layer of stress added to having to carry a baby that you were raped by a family member and/or some,
Most often family.
stranger. Yeah. Most of them are family, right? So you have to carry that baby. Now the impact on my body is like multiplied. I can't understand any rational thinking behind how this is a good thing. Because what Arizona proved to me is that they are pro-birth. They are not pro like baby.
Yes. And you know what, sir? That humans have always, women have always had abortions all throughout human history. There's actually a prescription and directions in the Old Testament how to do an abortion. Like,
Wow.
so for these Christians that are always going, God this, God sanctifies life and all this kind of stuff. Well, God told people in the ancient world how to have an abortion. Like it's there. So, you can pick and choose this stuff. But even with that, not everybody's religious. It doesn't
Not
matter.
everybody's, yes.
It doesn't matter. It's that slogan is so perfect. My body, my choice. Right. And so, and that rape and incest thing, goddamn well. And that child marriage thing, that is just men making rules to excuse themselves for their awful and sexual assault, rape, pedophilia, all that. They just write laws to absolve themselves of any accountability, responsibility, and say it's okay. And then if a woman, that same girl that the man has absolved himself, that same girl goes to a medical provider and gets an abortion, and she's a felon, and the medical provider can lose her license and also be charged with accessory to a crime. And they've even said this, even when doctors determine that your baby or is no longer viable because it doesn't have a brain, it doesn't have working organs or something like that, you have to carry it to term. And I think it might be Texas or Ohio. Those states are saying you even have to have a funeral. Like it,
Oh my God.
yes, it is mind-boggling, and it makes no sense. It's absolutely de Hillary Clinton called these people deplorable, and you know what? She was absolutely right. Like
Yeah, what a great
that is
word.
right. That is some ins that's insanity.
Deplorable. Because you think about during this time, you think about all the rights that women had to, fight for. It was, even I don't practice law, but I think it was not until the 70s that women could be able to go to law school.
Yeah, I mean,
Like
sir,
to
it's 2024, and almost every day, month, or year, there's some woman in some position and something in the news where you hear this is the first woman to. Like, we're still getting that. Kamala Harris, first woman vice president, right?
Yeah.
Deb Haaland, who is the Secretary of the Interior, she's the first woman. She's the first Native woman to hold that job, right? And so there's only been two or three women who have been senators. There's never been a woman president, obviously. And all these corporations, like you go to major corporations and you go, this is the first time a woman has done this. Or Beyonce, first time a black woman has been number one on pop and country and R&B or something like that. You get these first, or the women's basketball championship. College basketball
Oh.
championship just happened, and it's the first time the women have more viewers than the men's championship.
And their seats were more expensive.
And
Those
there's seats more
championship
expensive.
seats.
That's exactly right. And the woman, Dawn Staley, who was the coach of South Carolina, she's the first woman to win, she's the first black woman to win three or more national championships. And Caitlin Clark, the scorer, the shooter from Iowa, she's the first woman to she's the all-time leading scorer in NCAA basketball. Like, we still get first. So even though we've come a long way, it's not like it's so comprehensive that everything is just normalized. Oh yeah, woman did this, woman did that. It's still noteworthy. And so
Wow.
to already start taking things away, it's like you said, starting with women's autonomy and agency over their own goddamn bodies.
And their name. We couldn't even, you couldn't even take your, keep your own name if you were getting married in the 60s and 70s. You had to take your husband's name.
That is insane.
Like to think about that. So then, yeah, I sit here just pondering. I was just thinking, like, we still haven't had a first woman to be an NFL coach.
Right, or a head coach in NBA or major.
No.
And it isn't like there aren't hundreds, if not thousands, of qualified women to do those jobs. Women coach college basketball and in the WNBA, they've been doing those jobs for, 50 years. Like, it's not like they couldn't do it. It's just that the men that own those teams refuse to hire them.
Right.
Right? And so it's really interesting when you think that we have these systems set up and they just roll along. And then if you say, well, why don't you interview some women for this job? They don't really have a reasonable answer or explanation. It's just, well, we've always done this and men do this. Because it's not like most of the coaches, if you just look at the NFL, or I think almost every sport, most of the coaches didn't play the game.
Right. Vince Lombardi never played. One of
Played.
the greatest coaches of all time.
They just come up through the ranks and, learn something about, one position, and they just keep moving their way up, and all of a sudden they're head coach. They never played it down, never hit a home run, never dunked the basketball, but they're coaches. And you know what? That's fine. Because if you can coach and be, good at it, okay, that's fine. I don't care if you played or not. But why does that make women different than you?
Yeah, that is. It's crazy when you put it in that perspective of first, because yeah, we are in 2024 and you think we should have already said there's no longer first. Like we should be in our fourth and fifth,
Yes,
sixth, tenth.
like it should just be so normal. It should be so normal,
Wow.
and it's just not. And not only is it not normal, but the women who are in those firsts, they get so much hatred, and it doesn't matter like if it's business, sports, politics, or school board. When women get in those jobs, they get so much vitriol and just online hell, and it's coming from mostly men. It's nonstop. Like, it's just nonstop. Like, you can't even, like if you're gonna be the Little Mermaid or something, right? Or if you're gonna be, all of a sudden there's a story and you're the new Katniss or something like that. People just destroy you, and it's like there's such vitriol and anger at women trying to move up or move in or move around. And all that is designed to do is to stop the next person from trying to do that. That's
Yes.
all that you make it hell for that person, and then another woman sees that and doesn't want to do it. I mean, you have great corporate experience and you know
Yeah.
what it's like to be in the boardrooms with CEOs,
Yeah.
right? And presidents and regional directors and all these people, and you've seen how women are treated differently because you've been the recipient of that.
Yep. Yep.
Like, you've
Yep.
seen
Yep.
it, right? You've been there in the all boys club, and how they talk and act and everything, and you could be right there with them, and you could see men get promoted over you,
Yeah, oh, for sure.
right?
God, yeah, now I it's crazy that, yeah, I'm just sometimes when we have these conversations, through our voice memos throughout the week, we might not bring it up, but when you start to talk about it and you put things into perspective, it really takes just a bigger look at where we're headed. And it doesn't look like it's the best place, the best destination.
Yeah, it's funny because that the optimists always say, well, things improve gradually over time, but maybe it does, but that's a lot of wasted time and a lot of damage you do to a lot of people, when you could be moving forward. So now you think there's a lot of time and energy that has to get into Arizona or these other states and get these rights back for women and girls.
A lot of work.
Right. And, you know, they went back to 1864. So you got to start working to get that stuff done. And you know what? That stuff isn't done, you know, in one election. Like
Wow.
you could turn something awful in one election, but to get something good or beneficial to more people, it usually takes multiple elections. Now, I just, you could go back to Social Security passed in the 40s or 50s or whenever that was. And that was a long, hard battle to get Social Security. And from the moment they passed that, they were trying to get Medicare and full universal health care. Like that was part of a universal health care for everybody. And you got to think, you know, that went through the 60s. They couldn't get universal health care, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. And finally, you know, President Obama threw that, well, we call it Obamacare, but the official name is the Affordable Care Act. That was, you know, the most recent attempt. And even that had to go through the Supreme Court to get approved. And even with that, it had to be scaled back so it could not be universal. And then even after it passed, Republicans, even to this day, right? So when Obama was office first and second term, they held votes on repealing the Affordable Care Act, the Obamacare Act, something like 100 times. And then Donald Trump ran on repealing it. They used to say repeal and replace. They never say replace with what. And that lost the vote a few times. And even now he's running again. They're still talking about getting rid of that. So what took 70 or 80 years to get, we're now getting close to 20 years of them trying to get rid of it. Like they never stop.
And I've been putting money into that.
Yes, right? It's amazing. Like that side never stops. So when I hear people say, well, I voted, but I didn't get what I wanted this time, so I'm mad. I'm not going to vote this time. Well, you know what? You have to vote every single time, every single election, because that's what the other side is doing. And that's why a state like Arizona can put a law in that goes back to 1864. That's exactly
Because most people will sit there thinking, this can't happen. Nobody's going to be that. Yeah, this
Yeah,
can't happen.
that's exactly it.
You are, we talk about this for the past couple of weeks, and I will bring it up because it's the final season, which is Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes.
And season 12, I am telling you, I watched the season finale, but the basis of the season finale was the law in Georgia about giving people water as they wait in line to vote.
Oh my God.
So Larry last season gave a woman in Georgia water and he went all over the news. So the whole season, this final season, is him having to go to trial for
You know what?
it.
It's absurd because that literally can happen.
Like, to literally can happen. So I think about how someone using their platform like Larry David talking about something like this and bringing awareness to it is the fact of the matter, he spent the whole season just annihilating how idiotic that law is, which is in effect in Georgia.
Yeah.
Like you can't give somebody water who is in line ready to vote.
It seems impossible, doesn't it?
Seems like it should be a skit on Curb Your Enthusiasm, but he's legitimate.
Hey, that how can we be the greatest nation in the world? And all these accolades that we give ourselves, you know, technology, military, you know, wealth, all this kind of stuff. And yet we have a state where the Georgia legislature and the governor signed it, Governor Brian Kemp, he signed it to make it illegal to give people water who are waiting in line to vote. And, you know, I always go there. Who's waiting in line to vote? Right? That's one question.
Yep.
And why are there lines to vote is another
Yep.
question.
Yep.
So it's Black people waiting in line to vote. And the reason there are lines is because the Republicans in the state of Georgia closed down most of the places where Black people vote, forcing them to go to a few locations. And in those locations, only allocating a few voting machines.
Oh my.
Like all that's on purpose. And so, and we've talked about this before. So if you are in a city, state, or county And it's very comfortable and easy for you to vote. Like California, everybody gets a mail ballot. You can go walk in some place or you can mail it. It's very easy. California, Oregon, Nevada, Colorado, not Nevada, Washington, Oregon, Colorado. There's some states where it's really easy, right? But that is not the norm. The norm is, particularly in the 15 or 20 southern states, it is extremely difficult to vote. And that's by design. To the absurdity, I'm going to watch this because it's on my list. I'm just trying to finish a couple of shows that they outlawed giving water to people waiting to vote.
God, not only trying to take away your right, but then to if you're waiting in the Georgia heat, you know, when it's
Yes.
humid and no shade provided, of course, that you can't get water, you could go to jail. Like legitimately thinking about, you made a comment about, you know, how can we be the greatest nation? I don't really think we are. I mean, honestly, any longer. We don't get to give, you know, our citizens don't get free health care. Our wages don't make, you know, capitalism at its finest. Our wages don't match what inflation is. Like, we spend so much on our military. Like, we don't take care. We have different states that are allowed to make different rules. I don't know. I mean, I know we're a large economy. I know the logic behind it, but there are people that want the fuck out of here and want out of here fast.
Yes, and I just and you know what, sir? I'm 59 years old. I love America, and I have no hesitation in saying that. Like, I love it. And
Do you love America or California?
what? I love California, man. I love this state, but all the problems is that I love this state. I'm not gonna lie, and I love America. I can't think of his name. This is part of his quote. And that's why I have a right to criticize it.
Yeah,
Right?
that's
Because
great.
I want it to be better. And like you and hundreds of millions of other people, my people have been here since the 1500s. So whenever they brought us over on the slave ships, we've been here. So through all those wars, all that Western expansion, the Civil War, Emancipation, World Wars One and Two, the nuclear family, the crack wars, people moving to the cities, all that stuff. My folks been right here, right in the thick of it.
Yeah.
And not that it's unusual, because most of us are like that. And the blood, sweat, and tears, you know what? That equity, that's my equity.
Yeah.
So even though, for whatever reasons, I didn't inherit any money. I inherited that. And so, like you and people listening, we have the right to be critical of this country because we want it to be better.
Well, and the power of the people, like you think about that banning of General Mills, right? Because General Mills, I think it was General Mills, maybe it was another one of those breakfast places that said, hey, eat cereal for dinner because like you can't afford anything else and our cereal is relatively cheap. And how many people band together to say we are not buying anything from General Mills? Like
Right.
we have the capacity as a society to make changes if we could just all be on the same page. If we could all understand that our bodies, a woman's body is her own autonomy, she can do with what she wants. If we see the problems of how Republicans do not care about Americans, like we could make some major changes. And we don't have to be saved by the black folk. We shouldn't have to be in that situation.
We should not have to be. I totally agree with that. That we can, yeah, we can vote. And you know what? And like for people who say, well, both parties are the same, or I'm going to vote the lesser of two evils. No, you're not. You're voting against one who will say, I want to deport everybody. I want a universal ban on abortions. I want to get rid of NATO. I want to
Get rid of
support.
your Social Security.
Yeah, get rid of Social Security. I want to get rid of your Medicare. I want to end Obamacare. I want to lock up or deport people who follow Islam and all immigrants. I want to support Putin over Ukraine. I want to nuke Gaza. And the other side is saying, you know what? I want health care. I want higher wages. I want clean air and water. I want a humanitarian answer and solution, a two-state solution to the issue in the Middle East between Israel and Palestinians, and giving aid to Palestine. I want to stop Putin from expanding his war in Europe and support the Ukraine for that. And you know what? I want thousands of more people working at the border to process people. I want to fund schools. I want to get rid of student debt. I mean, those two things are not the same. You're not
Not
voting
the
for the lesser
same.
of two evils. Like, you're voting for something to make the country better. Like, do that. Even if all those things don't affect you, it doesn't matter. It affects a lot of people. Like, so vote to help people versus harm people.
Yep, I love that. Damn, I mean, I know this is our 100th episode and we have a lot to talk about.
Oh.
Yeah, we're coming up on an hour, which you're welcome, everybody.
Ooh.
So before we go, what are you watching since you're not watching Curb Your Enthusiasm, which I
Yeah.
will tell you, you'll be pleasantly surprised at how they ended it. I'm super sad about it, but oh my God, Larry David, I didn't realize that guy was 76. I understand why he wants to be done, but I'm really sad that it's ending.
Yeah, I plan on binging it. That's my binge next week. So, I just finished. What's that show called? Not finished. I'm watching the show. I think I mentioned it before. Physical on Netflix.
Oh yeah, with what's her name?
So, you know, it's a Korean reality show, and
Oh.
I think you would like it. So they take 100 people who have various types of athleticism.
Okay, yes.
That's that one. So from CrossFit to weightlifting to joggers to military police or to ballerinas or just different people who are fit in different ways. And they just have them do these different type of physical competitions, and they whittle it down to who is the most physically fit. And
Wow.
yeah, it's really good, because you get to see from a different country. So it's really good. So I'm enjoying that. I just got the streaming. I got a new streaming service that it's a free day
Oh,
trial. So it's
okay.
called Shudder. It's horror movies.
Oh,
I'm
God.
going to be doing a lot of horror movie watching, binging over 7 days. There's only a 7 day trial, so I need to get in as I can. So I just finished season two of Invincible.
Okay.
So if you've ever, it's a cartoon on Prime, but it's a superhero cartoon, but it's really gory and violent. And it's made by Seth Rogen, I think is his name, and a bunch of other guys. It's really good though. So season two just wrapped up. I just saw that. And I think I also just finished watching, I mentioned this last week, I think it's a sixth season of Blown on Netflix. And it's
Oh.
the glass blowing people.
Oh.
I know it sounds absurd, but the episodes are only 30 minutes, and it's just a glass blowing competition. And you get to see some really cool art by these really freaky weird people that know how to blow glass. And it's another one of those shows, sir, that after a couple of episodes, you're like, you know what? You didn't really, that's not a good blowing glass. Like, you got to do more to artistic.
Become a blown glass expert.
You think you mean no idea? You've never been in a glass studio ever, but obviously you're. All right, so so I have a brief lineup, but what's yours?
Okay, so I started watching a show called Somebody Somewhere. It's on HBO Max. It's about a woman that loses her sister. She's from Kansas, an eclectic group of her mom's a drunk. Her sister dies. She's sort of just going through this life of trying to figure out where she should be and how she should show up. And I heard a lot of good stuff about it. And so far, I'm really intrigued. I think I'm like six episodes in. I'm enjoying the story. I don't know any of the actors. I've never seen any of them in any other shows. So really good. Somebody Somewhere. I am on episode seven of Shogun. So I'm going to finish
Oh,
episode
yeah. Okay.
seven.
You're ahead of me. I'm catching up tomorrow.
Okay. So I'm watching that, which is good. And then I am really enjoying The Palm Royale on Apple TV. That's
Oh,
with Kristen
that's on my
Wiig.
list.
Yeah, Kristen Wiig, Carol Burnett, Ricky, who's the guy? LaBamba, not LaBamba.
Ricky Martin.
Ricky what?
Ricky Martin.
Yep, Ricky Martin's in there. Allison Chaney's in there, a couple other actors. It's really good. It's set in the 60s. Kristen Wiig is doing a fantastic job. So Laura Dern's in it. Very, very good.
It's a good one.
And then Loot came back. Really, really funny, of course. Just her concept, just how she talks, just how she engages with her team. Such a good season so far. I think episode three just came out yesterday. Again, Loot's only like 30 minutes. And of course, Vanderpump Rules, The Valley, and like my Grey's Anatomy, Station 19, and Good Doctor, and Chicago Med. So those are all the shows that I
That's a
watch.
great lineup, though. That wow. Wait a
Yeah,
minute.
sh yeah.
What's Station 19?
Station 19 is a firehouse based out of Seattle. So it's another Shonda Rhimes show, and I really love it. I really enjoy it because it's on right after Grey's Anatomy. And don't come at me because I will tell you it's 20 seasons of Grey's Anatomy, and I will never stop watching it.
Is
They
that
can't do anything wrong.
So I have never watched an episode of Grey's Anatomy, and I can't
Oh my
believe it's 20
gosh!
seasons.
Oh my, there's 20 seasons, and some I've been seeing online, mainly on the TikTok. I've been seeing a lot of like people starting their kids on Grey's Anatomy, and like it's bringing nostalgia because they're talking about really impactful episodes and the reactions from their kids when they watch them. It's actually really good. But I will always be a Grey's Anatomy. She can't do nothing wrong. Like they can't do nothing wrong.
That is remarkable. Like I just follow it just on social media. Things pop up, every now and then, and I cannot believe they're still churning out those episodes.
Turn them up.
I saw a commercial that said, I think it was NCIS, and I think it was across all the NCIS, and it was like, tune in to our 1,000th episode.
Damn,
And I
damn.
thought, I have never seen a single NCIS.
I have not either. That and Law and Order. I have not watched Law and Order, and I think that's been on since I've been a kid.
Right. And people will say, oh, yeah, I watched Law and Order all day. And
All day.
I'm like, are you kidding? I've never seen a single episode of those. But hey, you know what? I'm like, I don't judge people. Like, you watch what you watch, you love what you love, and whatever it is, just enjoy. Because we said this long ago on one of our early episodes. I have no shame that I like to watch TV. I have no shame.
No, none. That's my hobby. Someone says to me if I'm dating and they say, "What's your hobby?" I go, "TV watching."
Yep, it's just that simple, right?
It's just, I love it. And when you watch TV and they get to 100 episodes, they go into syndication.
Yes, that's where the big bucks start.
So we are in syndication. So you can go listen to all of our episodes at any time.
You know what? So congratulations, 100. We want
Yes.
our followers and our listeners to rate us online on all the apps, wherever you listen to us. To put us on auto download and to share us with other people and leave us comments, because all this helps. And you know what? If we're in the top 100 right now, we're going to keep doing it. We're going to try to get to the top 50, top 30.
And what'll happen is we'll end up, if we start getting sponsors, which means more people listening, and wow, we're gonna do some advertising, that means we can start giving back. We could have like, hey, we'll send you $10 for this.
Yes, because I'm telling you, if we ever get sponsors and those sponsors put money in my pocket, I'm gonna be pumping their shit up.
And I'm gonna love every second of it.
I'm a like look, there was an episode in the old Good Times show where somehow Florida Evans was supposed to do a commercial for like some ketchup or something or something, and she didn't like it, and she was like, I can't do this because it goes against who I am. I don't want to lie and everything. And I'm like, girl, you're living in the projects in Chicago. You better
Fake
take
it till you
that
make
money.
it.
Look, I'll be putting that ketchup on everything.
It till you make it. Oh my God. What? I mean, congratulate. You kept us started on this. Congratulations to the platform that supports us, to your wife that does all the editing and posts it so that You know, we can have our
Yes.
listener listen to it on Friday mornings. Like, this has been one heck of a journey. We've had a lot of fun, and we do it one because we as friends get to catch up once a week and really talk about some of the topics that are just floating around all week, and we get to share that with you. So I'm grateful for that.
Yes, and so we will see you. I'll see you next week, Jen, and then we'll see our audience and check our show notes for all our links, all that good information. We put it in there. We put the movies and series we're watching and links to our social media pages. And we respond to social media stuff, except if you send us dick pics or anything like that. We're not going to respond.
Yeah, those are unsolicited.
Right, have a great week.
Hey, bye.
Ow.
Love this podcast? Be sure to like, subscribe, and leave a review. Visit the episode description to find out how you can connect with the hosts on social media. Voice Memos is a production of Dear Dean Publishing. All rights and trademarks reserved. No portion of this podcast shall be reproduced commercially without consent.